What Mainers once called vocational education is now known as career and technical education, or CTE. More than 8,000 high schoolers are enrolled in classes at CTE centers around Maine. They're learning everything from carpentry and plumbing to biotech and digital media. While most of the classes are largely limited to juniors and seniors, the State Department of Education wants to expand that so every middle schooler in the state can have a similar experience. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, some local educators see obstacles in the way of that goal.
For a couple of mornings every week, Adanica Keene is assigned to a cash register inside the Lake Region Vocational Center in Naples. As she hands out popcorn and breakfast sandwiches, the 10th grader says the experience has changed her view of education.
When you think of school and you think of school programs, you don't think, like, I'm definitely going to need this algebra problem when I'm calculating how far away I'm going to be. Like, no, you don't think that. But, like, here, these are things like, oh, I'm actually going to need this one day.
The program here, called Diversified Occupations, is designed for about 150 local students in 8th through 10th grade. That's pretty young in the world of career and technical education. But Brian Langley is among those who would like it to become the norm.
I have pretty clear-cut vision in my mind that those kind of opportunities will bode our students very well.
Langley is a Republican state senator from Ellsworth who sponsored a bill last year to help expand CTE programming into middle schools. And the State Department of Education jumped on board. It's setting a goal of providing every middle school student with a CTE experience within 2 years. Advocates say that while some parents still take a negative view of vocational schools, research shows that CTE students actually end up with higher grades and better college completion rates than their peers. Langley says he sponsored the bill because students have told him that if they hadn't engaged in hands-on experiences like boat building or cooking early on, they may have dropped out of school.
So having those opportunities to explore, you know, occupations, high wage, high tech, just gives them a better view of what's here in Maine and where they might be able to go with it.
But some educators within Maine's tech centers are wary of the state's new goal.
I think the people that are supportive of career and technical education have good intentions. I'm not always so sure that they truly understand what career and technical education is.
Peter Hallen is the director of the Mid-Maine Technical Center in Waterville. He says for the last decade, he's tried to find ways to get more students interested in CTE starting in early grades. But he discovered that labor laws make it tough to hand a power tool to a preteen.
You know, they can't be working in a preschool. They can't be working in a kitchen. We're not going to put them up on the roof of a house because there's obvious safety concerns. So then it's what do you do with them?
Ultimately, the school has settled on a much smaller introductory program where a few seventh graders visit the tech center and learn from high school mentors. But the other problem that has stalled these efforts is funding. Currently, state money doesn't cover middle school programs. And Don Canan, the executive director of the trade group for Maine's CTE schools, says most centers are already filled to the brim with students. So while he supports the effort to expand, Canan says he still has questions over how to pay for new teachers and classrooms.
We got programs with waiting lists. You know, we don't have the room.
Maine's Department of Education says it will fund pilot projects later this year to begin phasing in some middle school programs. And Maine Education Commissioner Robert Hassan acknowledges those concerns. But Hassan says he wants tech centers to have freedom in what they create for middle schoolers. He says it could be anything from a program at a job site to CTE teachers visiting a middle school and working with students there.
It could be any of the above, I guess, is the way I would describe it.
Back at the Lake Region Vocational Center, Director David Morse watches 8th and 9th graders work on everything from auto detailing to retail sales. He says he's seen how these kinds of early CTE programs can make some students more engaged in school.
And that's because students got excited about the possibility of what was coming. So I think making it available to them at a younger age will improve their performance in their math, English, science, and history.
But as is often the case in public education, the challenge will be finding a way to pay for that vision. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.